Flino still not out there?
Yeah, Flano's still, there's still some evaluations to be made, so I don't have an update either way for him on him today.
Okay. What are you going to do with Hartman out? You just play Beckman? I can't remember who played it.
Beckman was out, so okay. We'll see what happens with Hartsey here this afternoon, and then we'll have to go from there, depending on what the decision is.
Would you just slide Beckman into that line if he is suspended, or would you just change?
I might make tweak something there. Not necessarily sure. A lot of it's going to depend on what happens with Hartsey, what the ruling is for that, and then we'll make a decision. Mm-hmm.
What did you make of just the situation? He got high-sticked late in that game and no call, and obviously that might have changed the dynamic of the game to have a power play so late, potentially spilling an overtime.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a situation you'd like to see the call there, but the call wasn't made, so there's nothing we can do about that. So not much other to say than, I certainly... Certainly was a situation where you'd like to see, a different outcome. But nonetheless, we didn't get the call, and we got to move on from that.
With Ryan, I mean, he's done a much better job not taking bad penalties this season and things like that were definitely a problem in years past. But it does seem like he has a reputation with the officials. He's been suspended and fined a ton. I mean, does he need to sort of tone things down as we go forward here? If one, to get calls, but two... It just feels like there's eyeballs on him all the time.
Yeah, I think there's some validity to that. When a guy has a track record, and Hartsey obviously does. I agree with you. I think he's done a good job personally as a player to control himself and make sure that he's not putting himself or the team in disadvantaged situations from penalties. So credit to him for that. Something that we've talked about, and he's taken action as the player. But moving forward, sometimes there is some of that. I think if you have a track record, that it's harder to sometimes maybe to get some calls. I don't know because I'm not a referee, but I think it's something certainly that we'll continue to work with and talk with Hartsey about that.
Did you stew more on Saturday's finish over the weekend, or was it just try to forget about it and move on, or is that one that kind of lingers a little bit?
No, I don't think you can let it linger. As I said, I mean, we're in a situation where we got to stay aggressive. We got to continue to push. We got to, we've played, as I've said to the team, I think, we're what, 7-1-2 going into that game and didn't make up any ground. Now it's what, 7-2-3, and it's still in that situation. So, we've played some really good hockey and we've gotten points in a lot of games, and unfortunately, we haven't been able to make up some ground, but we're going to stay on it. Like, we know what the situation is, but I think you got to go at attack. You got to be aggressive. We got to continue to put heat on some teams. We want to continue to win games. We want to continue to play well at home. There's lots of things that you want to stay in. I think a lot of it is mindset of how we're going to go about our business, and we're not going to go about our business passively.